Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. It's May 11th. It's a steamy day in Atlanta. It's I hope this isn't a precursor of what's to come, but it's pretty humid already. In the studio I have with me this morning, Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Brad. I happen to like the steaminess, being from South Florida, so it can't get too hot for me.
Well, and we have another South Florida native with us in the studio today, Dan Appleruth. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And Dan is a native conch, so he's one of the few that call Key West home.
The deep south.
The deepest.
The deepest. In Dallas this morning, we have Kevin Ritz. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Brad.
And Kevin has two guests this morning, Colin Ryan and Catherine Marshall. Good morning, Colin and Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kevin, I'm going to hand it over to you this morning first and take it away.
Okay, thank you, sir. Joining me today, I have Catherine Marshall and Colin Ryan, and I really appreciate both of you taking the time out of your morning to join us. Colin, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, any educational background that you want to share, and then how you got into the Happy Chi business.
Great. Well, I was exploring the human mind. Going to Hofstra University back in the late 60s, early 70s, and I went to a zoo, and I watched, they had a zoo at Hofstra University, and I watched a lady being abused by a monkey, and rather than throwing the monkey through the wall, which is what I think any of us would have done, they said, oh, poor monkey, they got problems, and I'm going, you know what, this is not making sense to me, let me go study something that's real. So I decided to go study Raja Yoga, which was known as the royal path of yoga. It's kind of a mental discipline, and including Hatha Yoga and all those sorts of things back in the early 70s, and I did that for 10 years. Was a swami and a monk and a yogi teaching 13 classes a week in New York City, Toronto, and L.A., and Bahamas, and things like that. And then over the years, I lost the use of one arm and then the other arm. I couldn't raise it up very high. I did a wonderful thing. I reached behind the seat and picked up a briefcase. And that was the end of my arm for a whole year. And I met a Chinese medical doctor who was also a chiropractor, and he fixed them both in about 10 seconds. It was totally amazing after spending 2 years of not being able to move my arms very much. And so little by little, I began investigating this oriental philosophy of like Tai Chi, and it's actually called Qigong, which is moving of energy. Qi is energy. And so happy Qi simply means happy energy. So when we have that wonderful feeling of joy moving through us, that's happy Qi. That's happy energy. And it's a choice. We always have this choice of whether we wish to be happy or whether we wish to be unhappy. And that's the basis of what I do now. So I've been working with that since 2000 and learning more about it every day and getting more humble every time I trip.
All right. All right. And Catherine, what about yourself?
My background was working with children and then later with adults, and I find that there's a lot of commonality there. When I began very serious research into brain organization is when my daughter put the bobby pin in the electrical outlet.
Oh, no.
Huh. Yeah. And she didn't have any visible signs except pain at the time. But when she got to school and put a pencil in her hand, and I noticed she hated anything in her fingers, only in hindsight, years later, did I realize the pencil in the hand connected neurologically as the bobby pin when she basically electrocuted herself. So I was looking for answers, and what worked best for her was brain gym. It was movement, having fun, music, while making a positive statement such as school is fun, learning is easy for me. While we were doing little cross-crawl, cross-body movements and some simple little things, partially coming from yoga and Tai Chi, westernized to use in the classroom. And what we is helped by doing these movements, and it's all about brain organization for balance, body, brain, thinking, mind, spirit, the whole thing comes together.
All right. So, Colin, why don't you talk a little bit about Happy Chi and exactly what it is, how you help seniors?
Sure. Well, I guess one of the most interesting things is there are thousands of forms of Qigong. It's been in existence for at least 4,000 years. Some say over 7,000 years. And you can imagine in that time, everybody has their own method of doing things. So some of the methods of Qigong are martial art methods, and they're used for breaking bricks. They're used for, you know, war, okay? And they're very effective. The Hawaiians have been said to charge their sticks in such a way that they could knock out hundreds of people just with one use of their stick. The ancient Indians in India also had stories about Brahma Astra and different mantra-charged arrows they could not put a whole battlefield to sleep with or something. So those are pretty powerful methods, but the method that we focus on is called Spring Forest Qigong. It's simple, efficient, effective method for helping one heal physical, emotional pain and enhance the quality of life and the others around them by using a specialized form of Qigong that I think everyone recognizes. It's called love, forgiveness, and kindness. And the power of that, I think we can see today, is our bodies have to be in balance. And we have a really good example of being out of balance today in the central part of the United States with the Mississippi River flooding. So upstream, you might have a drought. Well, excuse me, the other way around. If you have a dam and there's too much water upstream, there's a lot of flooding, which we've seen in past years. And then downstream, it would be a desert. Nope, there's not enough water. So like that in our body, all forms of pain, whether they're physical or emotional or spiritual, whatever they may be, is an imbalance in the energy. So Qigong is a simplified form of breathing and simple movement to help eliminate, to balance that out. And that's just a simple way of describing what Qigong is. So if you go on the website of happychi.com, you can see two videos that are very simple. They take about 5 minutes to do, and anybody can do them, and those are the two basis of what it is. Of course, everybody says, I want something more complex. Well, it isn't. It's really simple. And I think today we've been programmed to think that health is a complex issue and we need help learning it. I don't believe that. And the gentleman who constructed this technique spent China during the revolutionary years of total hell in China with the people not having medication, not having food, not having any of those sorts of things. So he saw the country folks doing healing methods of very simple things and being extremely effective with it. So that's how it comes down to where we are today. So balance is a good one.
Right, right. So what are some specific examples of what you're doing with seniors and some of the ailments that you've seen the Qigong actually help improve?
Okay. Well, one of the things that happens in our lifestyle today is the computer. And so more and more people, rather than planting gardens or going for walks or sitting on the computer or watching television, or they're in a job position where they don't move very much. Fortunately, Catherine's a realtor, and she at least gets up to go show houses now and then, which is a good exercise. Often, yes. And the situation is when we overwork our brains, we have too much sedentary energy, and it's called yin energy, okay, and not enough yang, or the active energy, which is more like what we get from being a carpenter or moving things or cleaning the house or doing gardening. You know, that's an active exercise. So the imbalance sets in, and what happens is people get digestive troubles. They get arthritis, and what happens is the pancreas starts shutting down, and when that happens, from also overeating can cause the situation too. We get problems like diabetes, and we get cancer problems coming in, and things, all this stuff starts to happen. So to get back into balance is totally important. And drugs help to do that too. All these, or they can help to be, you know, unimbalanced. So there's a lot of difficulty there. But by doing some simple exercises, for example, seeing yellow light going into your navel and just feeling a warmth there. Okay, that helps to bring energy into that area. Most of us are stuck in our heads, and we're worried about this, we're worried about that, which causes more problems. All the cells in our body do what the commander of the ship does, and if the commander's worrying, then the rest of the people are worrying too. So if the commander of the USS Titanic happened to worry a little bit, maybe people would pay more attention and we wouldn't have to go visit it on the bottom of the ocean. So worry can be a good thing, but too much the other way is out of balance. With then the simple exercises that go, you'll see one on the website where you're moving your hands slowly up and down in front of your torso and visualizing a shaft of light going through the whole body and moving. Well, this is adding a bit of something that in the West we've forgotten with science. You're not touching your hands. They're like an air sandwich between your body and each hand rather than holding your hand. And that creates a bit of a mystery. So in the Orient, magic and mystery, or in India, it's magic and mystery. We have the wonderful stories of all these great beings and deities and stuff that come down to help humanity. And so there's a little bit of magic in there. And the magic is simple, is that we have a lot of clarity and we have a lot of intuition. Mothers, for example, when they see their daughter stick their implement into an outlet, they have a lot of intuition on what to do, like run and scream and go help. But we are finding today, because of certain dietary things, that people are discovering that people are caring less and less, mostly because of the additives in food. And so that can be a problem, too. So seniors face a unique situation in that they're eating a lot of foods that probably aren't really good for them, like sugar, for example. But there are alternatives that are really good, like honey. Honey is a great food, for example. So one of the things you can do is just pat the little hump, the C7, at the top of the base of the neck there. You can just pat down your neck, like pat right at the base of the skull gently, like cup your head. Don't hit yourself. Just pat gently on down and pat that hump. And then take your fingers and your thumb and separate them by about an inch and rub that hump up and down, because that'll help open up that C7 area. Why is that a problem? Well, think of it. We're sitting most of the days. We're not moving our arms very much. We're at a computer. We're watching television. We're just raising our hands to drink a little bit, you know. So we do need that balance. And exercise is important, whether it's walking or swimming. It doesn't have to be intense exercise. Those are excuse me. I'm exercising my tongue. The thing that we do with seniors then is just to get them to do some very gentle motions, to breathe, because the breathing ties in the mind, the body, and the heart energies, so that they're all working together rather than being scattered.
Yeah. When I was a director at an assisted living, we had a lady come in and do Tai Chi.
Yeah.
And it was by far the most popular activity that we had. The seniors just loved that, and I can definitely see how that would be something that it's easy for them to do. You know, it's low impact, and they enjoy the social aspect of it and, you know, the exercise. Catherine, talk about Brain Gym and exactly what it is and how it helps with some of the neurological issues that seniors may face.
Okay, the easiest way to see that is to think of the baby maturing. And each phase of that development is a part of the brain organization. And as soon as the baby crosses the midline of the body, then they are ready for Brain Gym. And that's fairly early. So the eyes, the arms, the legs, all of these parts of the body must all be in synchronicity for the whole brain. We talk about right brain and left brain, but what we want it to do is to flow easily. Think about reading a book and the eyes moving back and forth. If the center is not well connected, you may be remembering a few words on this side of the page and a few words over here, but you've missed the middle. So that constant moving back and forth and let the left yield to the right yield to the left smoothly, is an integral part of Brain Gym. And there's many ways to do it, and what I need and what you need may not be the same thing, but none of it is contraindicated. It is all good. it just may be one particular activity is more effective than another.
Right.
But that's where that lazy eight is so wonderful. And you look at the lazy eight, you draw it in the sand, draw it on paper, wherever you can, make some so big that you have to turn from left to right. Because the more you use the body, the more it's connecting neurologically.
So listening to that, it sounds like it could have some great benefits for stroke victims, for instance.
Yes, I had a stroke patient, and the simple stuff was good, but when I did an advanced balance, he broke down in tears, so apparently there was a lot of emotional pain stuck in the middle of the brain. And after that was done, he was done. You know, I checked with him, oh, he's doing great, he's doing fine, and he did not need to come back again. And I celebrate my clients being so recovered that they do not need to see me again. It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, you just shared a story of how what you do can impact the lives and obviously
yes.
touch you very deeply. Colin, do you have a similar story?
Well, yeah, especially with the stroke. That's especially with, it's the way my father left the planet, so to speak. He had a massive sudden stroke. Nobody anticipated it. And it's an interesting work with this because there's a sequence of what happens. The energy moves up from this navel area, this lower Dan Tian, as it's called in China. And that's like our energy pot. That's where the energy we're born with. That's our umbilical cord. You know, it's the center of our whole body. And that is the generational energy that we inherit. And so by focusing on that area, we're getting the energy out of our head and down into that area and relaxing, and things open up again and the body starts healing much faster. But the reverse happens. The reverse is it goes from there up into the liver and anger starts coming in. And if we don't get rid of the anger, it'll move up into the heart and it can cause heart attacks or heart problems or whatever. This is from the Chinese, you know, viewpoint of energy flow. And from there, it'll go up into the head. Now, the neck is a very narrow part of the body, and it's very difficult to get extra energy out of the head. We talked about the C7 or the hump blocking energy. So in a stroke victim, what happens is the imbalance is there's way too much energy in the head. So if you can get that out of the head, it helps them recover very quickly. We had a lady in class who had to walk with a cane and assistance, and so as we went through the just two or three sessions, she said, oh, I'm feeling so much better. And we couldn't let her talk too much because it was too difficult, took too long, and unfortunately had a time in the class that we wanted to get everybody in. But her helper talked to her at length. So by the end of the class, by the end of three sessions, she was walking without the cane, and she hadn't done that in quite a while. And she felt so much better. She couldn't move her arm the way that it shows on the video, for example, which is totally fine. But she was getting the benefit anyway just from that whole situation. So it also, as one using the energy, and then you can go on the website and see how to use sword fingers, and it's a very simple way that anybody can help another person heal by bringing more, removing the excess energy and bringing new healthy energy into the area. It's so simple to do that just by doing that, you can help another person. And
yeah.
it's just so simple. It's just so simple.
Well, that's great. Catherine, let's go back to you and have you share a piece of advice that you would give to a senior or a caregiver.
Okay, for the caregiver, I'm going to encourage you to have your patient write on a paper their positive statement. I feel great. I love myself. Whatever that positive statement is. Then put the pencil in the hand and draw a lazy eight over that statement until it flows easily. At first, it's going to be a little bit hesitant, but when you see them really getting with it, their brain has connected for that positive statement.
All right. And Colin, what about you?
Well, I just got to say that if they start glowing like Catherine did when she's describing that, that's phenomenal. I'm going to try it when I get home. What I'd like to offer them, especially seniors, is our eyes start going. And a very simple technique to use. Just rub your palms together so that creates heat, maybe for a minute or two, and then place them over your eyes so that you just feel that heat radiating into your eyes. And think, my eyes return to normal, completely healed. My eyes return to normal, 20/20, completely healed, something like that. My eyes returned to normal, blockage is gone or blockage is open, completely healed. And that healing has taken a lady who had goggles, basically, and she couldn't even hardly see to drive at all, but they let her, and in 6 months, she was driving with very thin glasses, and she didn't have to even require them anymore to be driving, but she used them anyway. So those are some good tips to help practical with what we're dealing with our...
Yeah. All right, well, very good. If you could just give our listeners your contact information, how they might reach you.
Sure. The easiest way is on the Internet. It's Happy Qi. It's HappyQi.com. And that's www's for those that have that kind of browser. And anyway, there's technically, you don't need it, but some people do. And phone number is 214-233-5738. And that'll reach Catherine or myself.
And Catherine.
Okay. And my web address is www.catmarshall.com. And that is spelled KatMarshall.com. It is a real estate website, and I do specialize in seniors, but my passion is working with brain organization for people to be their happiest and best. My direct phone number is 214-226-3700. And tell me where you heard about me. I'll be glad to help.
All right. Thanks, Catherine and Colin. And with that, we'll send it back to Brad and Sam in Atlanta.
Thank you, Kevin. And thank you, Colin and Catherine, for being with us this morning. In Atlanta today, we have, as I already noted, Dan Appleruth. Dan is a native conch from Key West, as I already told you, but I'm going to let him talk for himself. Dan has taken an interesting turn in his career, having been in the medical field and is now an entertainer, and I'm going to let him tell you about that. But good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Why don't you just start by giving us a brief background on yourself? You know, we know where you're from, but tell us a little bit about that and where you went to school and what you did in your early career and how you got to be where you are.
Well, I've always been a singer. And in high school, in the chorus, and at the University of Florida, in the Men's Glee Club, the Choral Union. And I entered medical school at the University of Miami in 1996, and I began taking voice lessons. And I am still taking voice lessons. And I initially wanted to do only hit songs, and my teacher said, no, you've got to learn the classics first and be classically trained. And so I did. And I went into the Navy. I continued my voice lessons, came to Atlanta, and I would learn repertoire, and every 2 years would give a concert. And this has continued. I retired from rheumatology 10 years ago, and I started giving concerts at retirement centers. And in 2005, my voice teacher said, you know, Dan, you love music so much, you should make a CD. So we went through the last 10 years of concerts, picked out the best tunes, and I made a CD in 2006 called My Memories. And I've been active in the hunger difficulties here in Atlanta, and I went on a mission. My mission was to raise awareness of the hungry and also to raise money. And I set up the Atlanta Hunger Relief Fund, which is a tax-exempt fund. And to date, with my CD sales and with my concerts, I've raised over $80,000 to feed Atlanta's hungry.
Wow. $80,000.
That is correct.
Clearly you've got a passion to feed the hungry. How did that come about, and what was it that made you finally, you know, take this step to create the foundation?
I became active in Atlanta's Hunger Walk 12 years ago. And throughout my medical career, having seen the ravages of what hunger can do, especially to children, it became a natural transition to put my talents to work to help the needy.
So let me take a step back for a minute. You know, you said you've always been a singer, and it sounds like your teacher told you that you had to learn the classics. But today, when you go out and do a concert, give us a flavor for the kind of music that you do, and you know, just how does that work when you give a concert?
Well, I found when singing to an older population, especially in retirement centers, they really like and they know the Broadway classics. And I sing Broadway hits from Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, songs that they know. And I always ask when I begin a concert, if you know the songs, please start singing. And it's just amazing how music connects to people's souls. People who are just sitting there sleeping suddenly will wake up and start either mouthing the words or singing. Mm. I had one experience that was absolutely unique, that I started singing. All of a sudden, this woman stood and started dancing. And the entire concert, she danced. She came to me, turned me around, twirled me. And then afterwards, I found out that she had Alzheimer's, but she was a former Rockette. And so the music touched her soul, and she got in touch with what she was used to doing. And so she came, and she started dancing.
Mm. And, of course, that in turn has to touch your soul.
Oh, when I, you know, it's like an awakening. When I see people who are sleeping, and then they get up, and they're fully awake, they start mouthing or singing the words, I know that the music has touched them.
Mm. Now, do you go in, and I think you told me that you're going into assisted livings, independent livings, nursing facilities, that sort of thing. When you go in, what do you take with you?
Okay, I sing through karaoke. I had my pianist make two CDs of all of the major songs I thought that the older population would like. And as I sang them, she played them, but only the music went on the CD. So when I sing, I'm singing to the music, but I'm singing live.
Okay. And so the performance was a performance specifically recorded for you, though.
That's correct. These songs on the two CDs, I specifically sang them, and they were played, and I sing to the recordings to which I sang.
Gotcha. And how frequently do you get out and do this?
Not enough. I have gigs sometimes two times a month, sometimes four times a month, but I would like to sing even more. I have a goal. Again, my mission is to raise awareness and money about the hungry needs in Atlanta, but also my love of singing takes priority. And sometimes people say, you know, Dan, you should just go out there and sing. You know, the money will come, hopefully. But I enjoy raising the money and also singing and entertaining.
So, and I may be putting you on the spot a little bit, but when you do go out, I mean, let's say you go to an assisted living and they pay you a certain amount of money, does a portion of that money go to your foundation, or how does that work?
100%.
All of it?
Of every dollar that I am paid goes into this hunger fund. And I guess that's why I'm on a mission. And I'm certainly willing to play and sing at different venues, more venues.
And do you cover the entire metro area? Or
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. And how do you get gigs?
I go, I'm getting a name, and people may call me. I go to North Fulton and DeKalb Services and try to introduce myself to activities directors so that they would have me come. And there are some places I come back every 1 to 2 months and sing for them.
And the Atlanta Hunger Relief Foundation, tell us a little bit more about that. And are there regular fundraising events, or is this entirely through you performing?
Right. I set up in 2006 the tax-exempt Atlanta Hunger Relief Fund. And through this fund, I put the money in that I make from singing and the CD sales, and it is distributed to the hungry.
Hmm. So I heard you say earlier that you, every 2 years, you did a concert. So are you still doing that?
I am. And the last concert was a life changer. For the first time last year, in 2010, I had a band backup to my concerts. Up until then, I always had a pianist playing, but my son said to me, "Dad, you cannot go back." And I'm hoping later on this year that I will give another concert again with a band backup.
Okay. And you also told me that you had been a cantor at several synagogues. Is that something you're still doing?
No, I was a cantor here in Atlanta at two synagogues, but I'm no longer doing that.
Okay.
If people would like to hear me, I'm on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and just put in Dan Appleruth. And the last concert with the band backup, the YouTube only allows a 10-minute upload. So there are 6 or 7 segments, 10-minute segments, and you can see and hear me singing on YouTube.
So have you gone out and checked your hits? Do you know how many people have hit your site or hit your videos?
I have. And I hope more and more will look,
more and
will
more.
Listen, and
we'll put that on the we'll put a link to that out on the website when we post the show.
So, thank you.
So, if you had a tip for our listeners, a piece of advice, what might that be?
There are two things. One is, 5 years ago, I suddenly got the idea that I would give my performances in a tuxedo. And 3 people came over to me afterwards and said, "You know, the fact that you dressed up for this performance at a retirement center really raised the bar of your commitment. People saw that you're a serious entertainer." And ever since then, in these last 5 years, whenever I've gone to any retirement home or I've given any concert, I do sing in a tuxedo. And I think people do recognize that. Secondly, I firmly believe that music is a connection to our souls. And I ask everyone at the end of my concerts to listen to some type of music that they like every day. I happen to like Broadway and classical music, but I say to them, you know, whatever is your choice, just sit and listen to it for 15 to 30 minutes a day, and you will connect to your soul, and you will feel better. You will get a lot of energy from it.
Mm. Very good. So, for the listeners that might want to reach you or to contact you in some way, how would they do that?
Okay, my website is www.danappleruth, that's appleruth.org. That's one word, www.danappleruth.org. And you can contact me by email, danjapple@gmail.com. Those are the best 2 ways. And if someone wanted to donate to the Hunger Fund, they can do that at the website, danappleruth.org. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Well, Dan, thank you again for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. We'll look forward to hearing more of your work. And you have CDs as well.
I do.
And are the CDs available for purchase?
Yes, at the website. My CD is called My Memories.
My Memories.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we've come to the end of another terrific show. We'd like to thank our guests for being with us this morning and thank our listeners for tuning in. As always, if you want to listen to this show after the fact, it'll be posted at www.ujiriaradio.com. We'll see you again next week. And in closing, as always, if the youth of our nation is its greatest resource, it stands to reason that our seniors are our greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.